The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Hi, this is Tom Sohn, and welcome to another episode of The Anonymous Landlord. And you've heard me say quite a few times, don't chase a unicorn, buy a workhorse. And I love that phrase, and it's got so many different aspects to the meaning, but I promise you, if you live your investment life with that as your philosophy, you will succeed, you will win, and you will make profit. I promise you, it's simple as well. And look, you probably already know what the phrase means, but I'm going to give you a bit more context and some examples with it. Now, first of all, if you are currently looking for an investment property and you're trying to find maybe a flip or a really good buy to let property, or a really good flip to let property, or a buy, refurbish, refinance, and you're trying to win big, you're trying to find that flip that's going to make you 50 grand profit, or you're trying to find, I don't know, a buy to let property that's going to make you 40% per year on your money, or a flip to let, or a buy, refurbish, refinance that you're going to buy, you're going to refurbish, and you're going to be able to get all of your money out and maybe a little bit of profit. So those are unicorns. And I'm not saying they don't exist, because, hey, unicorns might exist, who knows? But what I'm saying is they're very rare. And you could spend a lot of time trying to chase those unicorn properties. Now, I'll give you an example. If you are, again, trying to find a property investment and you're going around, you're viewing properties and you're making offers based on finding a unicorn property. Now, by that, I mean, you go and see a property that's on the market for 100,000 and you go and offer 70,000 to try and make a real profit, or even less maybe. Or you've got a buy-to-let property on the market and you buy it for 100,000 and you try and rent it out for 1,000. Something like that. You get what I'm trying to go for here. So if you are looking for properties and you're making low offers because you want to make a lot of profit, hey, I don't begrudge you for that. I think it's part and parcel, isn't it? It's kind of what you think you should do. Make low offers so that you can get things cheap and make lots of profit. There is some truth in that. But I'll get to that bit in a second. If that's you, and you are going around viewing all those properties, imagine how much time you are investing in doing so. But also, imagine how much damage you're doing to your reputation as a property investor by going around all the estate agents offering really low. And what will end up happening, and I promise you this, I've been an estate agent and owned an estate agent for many years, is that the estate agent will immediately label you as a time waster. And they won't want to show you the good investment properties because they think, oh, we're not going to show it to Tom because he's just going to make a really silly low offer and I'm going to have to go to the customer, my customer, and present that silly low offer and then take it in the ear because it's a silly low offer. So you probably won't get many more of those investment properties. So even if you are just chasing a unicorn, you're reducing your chances of getting offered those unicorns. So if that's you, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to give you a different perspective on this, right? Because yes, you could go after those big wins. And if you do, I don't know, one 50 grand flip in a year, then that is obviously better than four 10,000 pound flips in a year, right? Of course it is. However, how often is that 50 grand flip going to come about? How reliable is it that you're going to get one within that 12-month period? And how long is your money going to be sitting in the bank doing nothing? So let me put it to you another way. If you look at all of the top property investors and investors in the world. This is how I live my life now when it comes to investing and money and finances. All of those top property investors in the world, they go for workhorses. They go for the win. Look at someone like Tiger Woods. Now, if Tiger Woods is in a winning position, you don't see him trying to take the most riskiest shots in the world. You see him playing it safe and going for the win, putting the win in the bag and then moving on to the next competition. It's the same in property investment. If you come across a good flip and it's going to make you, I don't know, 15 grand, 20 grand profit, take it. Take it, do the flip, move on to the next one. Because, and let me explain this now, hopefully back to the analogy. If you are chasing a unicorn, then they are very rare. You don't know when they're going to come along. They really don't come along very often. You have to put a lot of time and effort into finding that unicorn. And all of that time could be spent on actually making profit rather than chasing profit. And if you do find that unicorn, this is the point I'm trying to get to as well. If you do find that unicorn, then the chances are there are other people that are going to want that unicorn as well. Lots of other people. Because everybody is chasing that big win. And you're also going to come against other people that are chasing that unicorn, as well as the regular, seasoned, veteran property investors that go about just making profit after profit after profit after profit. They are also going to be interested in that big win. But the difference is they've been winning all the way up to that big win. So what I'm eventually leading to as well is, if you are looking for properties, settle for good. Find that workhorse, because there are loads of workhorses around. Loads. There's not many unicorns, there's loads of workhorses. And if you calculate them correctly, then you can make lots and lots and lots of good wins rather than one big win that might or might not come along. So first of all, you're maximizing on your cash, because your cash isn't sitting there in the bank waiting for that unicorn. It's in property, it's invested, and it's generating you a return. Now, yes, of course, you could possibly make more profit. Absolutely. But going back to the top investors in the world, and I might not be talking about property investors. These are property investors, people that invest in shares and businesses and things like that. If you look at all of them, what they do is they pick up lots of little wins, and they still get the big wins. Take private equity investors. Their general rule of thumb is that they are going to probably make profit on, I don't know, a third of the companies they invest in. But one of those third of properties that they invest in is going to be a big win. There was a guy I listened to, he did an interview on the Nick Bradley podcast. Have a listen to that, it's a good podcast. And hi, Nick Bradley, if you ever listen to this, I love your podcast, mate. So Nick Bradley interviewed a private equity investor, and those are people that invest in startups and other businesses to grow them. And this guy, for an example, I can't remember the numbers, but for an example, he's invested in about 100 companies, and about 70 of them have failed. Of the other 30, he's made about 10 to 20% profit, but one of them, or maybe four or five of them, have made big profits. And he invested in things like GoPro and companies like that. So they went quite big. So that's what I'm getting at. And use that same ratio. Do you know what? I work on an 80-20 rule, in that I'll make offers on 80% of the properties that I see, because I would have already done due diligence on the property before I get there. So I'm going out to see good quality investments. I make offers on 80% of those viewings, and then I will hope to have offers accepted on 20% of those offers. And of those 20% of my offers, so of all the offers that I make, I expect them to just be good wins. So if they're buy to let, I want 15% true yield. Remember, true yield. You've heard me go on about that loads. 15% true yield on a buy-to-let refurbishment. I probably want closer to 20%, maybe 25% on a flip to let or a buy, refurbish, refinance. I want somewhere between 20 and 40% on a flip to sell. Now, again, you see my ranges there. I could make more profit if I held out for big wins, but I'd rather get the win. Just get the win. So that's kind of where I'm going to with this. And I hope that gives you a bit of an idea of what you can do and how to go. Because don't chase the unicorns, buy a workhorse, because there's loads of them. And I hope that helps everybody. And my name's Tom Soan, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.